quite frankly, I'm a pessimist. I'm a pessimist where we are now, I'm a pessimist where we've been, and I'm a pessimist where we're going. And one of the reasons I'm a pessimist is that in April, next month, Afghanistan will represent the longest conflict that the United States has ever been in, international conflict, replacing Vietnam. And we're still debating what our desired end state is in Afghanistan, and we're still debating what the Taliban represent.
Johnson said that the country's tribal nature is not conducive to a centralized Western-style government.
I mean, at the village level, the Afghans have been practicing consensus, pure Greek democracy for millennia, the people in Afghanistan and in that area. And we thought that in 4 or 5 years, we could turn this country into a Jeffersonian representative democracy. And I think that that was just foolhardy.
Among the suggestions Johnson has is for U.S. forces to better understand the makeup of the Taliban.
You have disaffected, you have fence sitters. You have those that have been forced to join. You have local Taliban. These are all possibly reconcilable. But the Taliban that I believe really are important are the thief Taliban, represented by Haqqani and others, the fighting Taliban, and the ideologically trained and the real Taliban. This is critically important for us to understand.
Another is to engage Afghan communities.
Our forces have lived on large, garrisons, forward operating bases, and we've been taking, a taxi to work, if you will. I mean, the way that you separate the population from the insurgents is to understand what the population wants. And we just don't know that because we don't spend enough time at the local level with the population. So I think that we need a drastic change in our strategy towards Afghanistan.
The symposium aims to explore the cultural, political and logistical challenges the West faces in Afghanistan as well as Pakistan. Kevin McGurgan is the British Consul General in Miami. The longtime diplomat was deputy head of a NATO reconstruction team in southern Afghanistan in 2008 and 2009. He said that ending the insurgency in Afghanistan will take more than military aggression.
In the words of my foreign secretary, the Taliban need to be outgoverned, not just outgunned.
McGurgan said a successful strategy could take generations to implement.
And I would say this, wouldn't I, whereas I wear these civilian clothes, our effort in Afghanistan is not purely about the military input. All that military effort will come to naught, and it will be if we don't have a proper political strategy in place. My own government and others have said very clearly that there is no pure military solution to Afghanistan. And I know that from my reading of my British history textbooks over the years in the 19th century.